Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the code and beyond the cloud. I'm Alex, here to break down the tech talk into bite-sized insights.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking, probably because I'm thinking them too. Today, we're mastering GitOps workflow patterns from commit to cluster. Sounds fancy, doesn't it, Alex?
Oh, it's more than fancy, Jamie. It's the future of infrastructure automation. Imagine deploying and managing your clusters as easily as you commit code to Git.
Wait, so you're saying my Git commits can directly influence my deployment? That's like giving my code superpowers.
Exactly. GitOps uses Git as a single source of truth for infrastructure and applications. It's all about automating deployments through continuous reconciliation between desired and actual states. Think of it as your code constantly checking its reflection in the mirror and fixing its hair if it's out of place.
I love that analogy, but how does it actually work? What makes GitOps different from, say, me manually running scripts to update my servers?
Great question. The magic of GitOps lies in its workflow patterns. There are a few, but let's start with the pull-based GitOps. It's like having a vigilant robot inside your cluster that constantly checks the Git repository for changes. Once it spots a new commit, it pulls the changes and applies them to the cluster.
So it's like having a dedicated butler for your cluster, always making sure it's dressed in the latest Git commit?
Exactly, Jamie. And this butler cares deeply about security because no external system has direct access to your cluster. It's the cluster pulling in changes, not something or someone pushing to it.
That does sound secure. But what if I'm an impatient developer and I want my changes deployed, like, yesterday?
That's where the push-based GitOps pattern comes into play. In this model, your CI/CD system takes on the role of a delivery driver, dropping off your changes directly to the cluster via tools like kubectl.
Ah, so more like ordering a pizza for immediate delivery. But I guess with my code instead of a pepperoni special?
Precisely. Though, it's worth mentioning that this method requires your CI/CD system to have cluster credentials, which could be a security risk.
Got it. So we have the butler and the delivery driver. Any other patterns?
Indeed, there's the hybrid approach, blending the best of both worlds. CI/CD handles the building and testing, then pushes artifacts to Git. The GitOps operator, in the cluster, then pulls these changes. It's like having a secure drop-off box for your deliveries.
Neat. And I assume managing multiple environments is easier with GitOps too?
Absolutely. You can use separate Git branches or repositories for different environments, development, staging, production, each with its own automated butler, ensuring everything's in sync.
This all sounds amazing, Alex, but it also seems like a lot to set up. How do I get started?
Starting is simpler than you might think. Tools like Argo CD can help you deploy a simple web app using GitOps principles. Basically, you install Argo CD, connect it to your Git repository containing your Kubernetes manifests, and create an application within Argo CD to manage the deployment.
So I could potentially get this up and running by the end of the day.
With your coding skills, I'd say by lunchtime. But remember, the real power of GitOps comes from its discipline. It's about making your infrastructure as manageable as code, version controlled, reviewable, and auditable.
Sounds like a plan. And for our listeners who are now GitOps converts or just Git curious, where can they learn more?
For those diving in, check out the official documentation for tools like Argo CD and Flux. They offer great step-by-step guides. And of course, stay tuned to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for more deep dives into technology.
That's right. Whether you're managing one cluster or 1,000, it looks like GitOps has something to offer. Thanks for that masterclass, Alex.
Anytime, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on this GitOps journey. Keep committing to your learning, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.